From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. House Speaker Bryce Edgman says Representative Zach Fansler hasn't responded to a House Majority Leader's request that he resign. Edgman, a Dillingham Democrat, said in a press availability this morning that the caucus is giving Fansler time. A woman alleged that Fansler slapped her repeatedly, rupturing her eardrum when she denied his sexual advances.
Representative Fansler has constitutional rights, and he's not been criminally charged yet. To ask for his resignation, it's a bold step. Something that we acted fairly definitively and very quickly on because, quite frankly, our policy towards inappropriate treatment and certainly violence towards anyone, much less a woman, is something we just won't tolerate.
Edgman says any further steps, such as expelling Fansler from the majority or from the legislature, won't be determined until after lawmakers hear from Fansler, a Bethel Democrat who took office last year. Edgman says the allegations have been shocking to caucus members who have worked closely with him. He says they honor the woman's courage in coming forward.
I know Zach well, and I truly wish him the best. And knowing him as I do, I think he's going to make a decision that will certainly be best for him, but I think he's also keeping the caucus in mind. And so it's my hope that his decision will come sooner than later.
Fansler hasn't appeared in the Capitol since the Empire reported the allegations on Saturday. The U.S. Senate Monday night rejected a bill to ban most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Senator Lisa Murkowski was one of only two Republicans to vote no on the procedural motion. Murkowski says she opposes late-term abortion and could be in favor of a ban on elective procedures after 20 weeks, provided the bill has adequate exceptions in cases of rape and incest or if the woman is at risk of grave harm to her health. Murkowski says the bill fell short.
I think that there are some exceptions that have been included that are very narrow and, in my view, almost unworkable.
Murkowski says the bill was an effort to send a political message rather than a realistic effort to pass a limitation on the procedure. Senator Dan Sullivan voted yes, as did most Republicans, including Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa. Ernst says a fetus at that stage is a child.
At 5 months, babies have grown nails on their fingers and on their toes. Hair has just begun to grow on their heads. And an ultrasound can tell an expectant mother or father whether their baby is a boy or a girl.
As expected, the procedural vote fell far short of the 60 needed to break a filibuster. The tally was 51-46. And quick look at weather. It's 27 degrees, mostly cloudy at Juneau International Airport right now. Rest of today, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. In downtown Juneau, northeast winds to 40 miles per hour with gusts to around 55.